Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, September 29th, 2020, 78-year-old singer-songwriter Mac Davis passes away following heart surgery. Along with his own hit records, which included the chart-topping Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me in 1972, Mac also wrote In the Ghetto and A Little Less Conversation for Elvis. He hosted his own NBC variety series in 1974, the same year the Academy of Country Music named him Entertainer of the Year. On this day in 1990, Ricky Nelson's sons Guna and Matthew have a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 with Love and Affection, becoming the third generation of Nelsons to accomplish that feat. Their grandfather, Ozzie Nelson, led his orchestra to the top of the chart in 1932 with And Then Some. And Ricky topped all others in 1958 with Poor Little Fool, and in 1961 with Travelin' Man. On this day in 1973, Grand Funk scores their first number one record when We're an American Band hits the top of the Billboard's Hot 100. On this day in 1961, Bob Dylan plays harmonica on three tracks of his friend Carolyn Hester's first album. Producer John Hammond is so impressed that he signs Dylan to a contract and arranges for a solo recording session in October. On this day in 1958, Tommy Edwards' It's All in the Game rises to the top of the Billboard chart. The melody of the song had been written in 1912 by Charles Gates Dawes, who would become Vice President of the United States between 1925 and 1929. Updated lyrics were added in 1951. Also on this day, September 29, 1958, a Texas disc jockey enters the Billboard chart with a future classic hit. It will be the third most played song on American radio that year. Who's the DJ? What's the song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 29, 1958, a Texas disc jockey enters the Billboard chart with a future classic hit. It will be the third most played song on American radio that year. He is J.P. Richardson, better known as the Big Bopper. His forever hit is Chantilly Lace. Hello, J.P.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose, like a long-necked goose, and like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!